BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily for Thursday. Welcome to the podcast. On it, Innuendo Bingo is played by Matt Edmondson. He's not been on for ages. Also, Real or No Real is an excellent one today with Gregory James. And our Twitter game, Follow Me, Follow You, But Who Follows Who, where we see which celebrities which really should be following each other on Twitter are or not. It can get kind of awkward.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi. Thursday lunchtime with Scott Mills. How's it going? All right, Christopher?
Hello.
Right, so Innuendo Bingo is happening at 1:45 today, and it's going to be Matt Edmondson. So that'll be good. He's played it before, right?
I think he's played before, but it must have been ages ago. I don't remember the last time you played.
I don't either. Looking forward to that, and I know that Matt is a big fan of Innuendo Bingo, so it'll be good to have him on at 1:45 this afternoon. The Lee Ryan video's doing well from the other day.
Yes. Did you see it made the papers?
Did it?
Yeah, talking about the Lee Ryan Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Big in the game.
In the actual paper or on the online version?
Oh, I saw an online version, well, but still counts.
Better, yeah. So Lee Ryan, that is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel at the moment. Him playing bingo and getting very wet, full in the face from Tuesday. If you hit subscribe on Radio 1 YouTube, then you'll get all of them. If you miss them live, you can get them as soon as they appear.
Yeah, I was in the pub last night.
Yeah.
Watching the Man City game.
Wet January is on, isn't it?
Kinda. Mm. And I was out with a couple of mates. Anyway, I went to the toilet and I saw these two lads kind of looking at me a bit funny. Anyway, I went off to the toilet. When I came back, they'd gone and sat down with my mates and were having a lengthy discussion with my friend Sir Dosser, who they had recognised and were having photos with.
How? What, they recognised your friend
they
Sir Dosser?
They recognised Sir Dosser.
This is Chris's friend who made this classic. Bish Bash Bosh. How did they recognise him?
I don't know, because, I mean, we don't play Bish Bash Bosh that often anymore.
No.
You remember Sir Dosser, who, he writes songs about our lads' holidays?
Yeah.
They're all pretty similar to that. And he's got Sir Dosser tattooed along his arm. He got it done when he was quite young. It sort of stands by it. But anyway, I come back from the toilet, and he's got his arm out. He's obviously very happy to, you know...
What, showing the tattoo?
Showing the tattoo. These guys are having photos with his tattoo.
No, they're not.
They were having photos, and they were lovely guys. They sat down and had a drink.
In a random pub?
But I couldn't believe... It was like... It's weird seeing your friend like that.
But he's not a famous...
Yeah.
But in their eyes, he kind of is.
They love Sir Dosser.
What's going on? What is going on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Don't know what you're talking about. I would definitely get a photo with Sir Dosser if I saw him out. Or even better, one with Chinese Dave.
Excellent.
How would you know who he is? He's not Chinese, is he?
No, he's not. He's Malaysian.
Right.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
It's happening, and finally I can tell the world. It's been hard to keep it a secret. I'm not good at that.
Did you actually know, or were you sort of teasing?
I wasn't bluffing. I knew for ages
at
this
really?
Glasgow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Radio 1's Big Weekend is back. And this morning, Grimmy has revealed that Europe's biggest free music festival is coming to Glasgow. The first two acts will be Paolo Nutini and Rita Ora. And there are so many exciting names to follow. See, that's... I've managed to eke a bit more information out, so that's what I'm now keeping to myself.
Right.
I know who some of the big names
are. Do you?
Yeah, I can't say, obviously. So, over 60,000 of you lot will be able to enjoy performances from across the weekend, including a massive event at Glasgow Green, loads of big name acts and new music, and this is on the 24th and 25th of May. Plus a night dedicated to dance music on Friday the 23rd. More info about how you can be at Radio 1's Big Weekend is going to be announced in March on Radio 1. So just keep checking our Facebook and Twitter and the Radio 1 website for more details. But that's it. 24th and 25th of May in Glasgow. It's going to be huge.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Interested to know what you think of this, because he was the first person that we announced on the lineup today. Have you heard Paolo Nutini's new track? It's Radio 1's track of the day. It's very different from what you're used to from him. Let me know what you think. This is Scream.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ooh, are those freshly laundered clothes, Chris, for innuendo bingo?
It's nice, isn't it?
I know, it's nice when you smell a bit fresher.
I'm going to make more of an effort with the laundrette, though, I think. I think I'm going to go more often than every 2 months. I think that's where I go wrong. It all banks up and then...
If you missed this last week, the lady in the laundrette where Chris goes to get his bingo clothes washed, service wash, absolutely hates him.
Mm.
Now, I've been saying this for a few days, but tomorrow I think is going to be the day where I'm going to take some washing in there and see if I get treated differently.
Yeah, so are you going to do this separate to me?
Yeah, I don't think you should be there, actually, and I'm just going to go in myself.
Because it would be interesting for me to know if she treats other people the way she treats me.
Just remind us what happens when you go in with a bag of clothes in a laundrette.
Well, it's the same routine. Basically, she makes me feel like I'm very lucky to be in there. And I will go in, and it's the same routine every time. So I go in, eventually she'll talk to me, and then I will say, can you possibly wash these clothes? And she will, at that point, go, no, it can't be done. Or she'll say that she can only do it sometime in like a couple of months' time. She'll basically make it as difficult as possible. But then...
As soon as you go to leave...
Exactly. As soon as I turn around and go, OK, that's absolutely fine, because I know the routine. As soon as I'm just walking out the door, she'll go, come on then, like, can you be here by tomorrow? Like, but this is every time. So she will do it, but very begrudgingly.
I love that she's just like, she just wants to make you feel like as bad as possible.
She wants me to work for it.
Yeah, she wants you to work for that laundrette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a weird sort of sexual chemistry? Sorry to intervene. Is there a weird sexual chemistry between you and this lady? Are there sort of unspoken words being said?
I think possibly she does fancy him.
She shrinks my clothes as well regularly. And the theory with that was that she wants to see me in tighter clothes.
The jeans are those jeans are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a child's size.
I've actually
now.
Had to bring in another pair of jeans because I thought with that in that kind of situation they eventually grow out again. No, these are they're what? Child's clothes.
Why do you keep going back?
Well, I don't know really.
Have you got your own washing machine?
Yeah, but
why don't you take them home and wash them? Why are you paying someone who doesn't want to wash your clothes?
No,
your clothes?
I get what you're saying.
I think you secretly love it.
I quite like being in there because it makes me feel like I'm on EastEnders.
Do you fancy her a bit, Chris?
I don't fancy her at all, no.
No. I'm going to go in tomorrow and see if I get treated differently. I bet she'll be like, yeah, of course, whenever you want.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to record it tomorrow. Okay, so Matt is here. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, really good. And we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. Is that what you're wearing for
I'm excited about this, yeah. Yep. I brought spare clothes. I've gone barefoot, like Diana Vickers.
Oh, very yeah. Vickers, nice. Very yeah. Nice. Okay, so we'll play Jake Bug, and then we will put the cameras on so you can watch this on any screen where you can get the Radio 1 website. So head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On.
Can you hold your water? Can you... Hold your nerve. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very pleased to have Matt Edmondson on Innuendo Bingo today. He's not been on for a year and a half. He's a tricky man to get hold of.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm slightly worried because my hair is at that point where if it even gets the merest whiff of moisture, it will go into a full-on...
Bouffant.
Yeah.
You can watch this on the Radio 1 website now if you can get to a computer... Laptop, or even on your phone, bbc.co.uk/radio1 and press the massive play button. Okay, so some good clips being sent in over the last 7 days, some of which we will get to now. Okay, ready, boys?
Yes.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Okay, let us know if you're watching. 81199, Twitter at BBCR1. A lot of people may be watching for the first time today, so hi. Okay, so let's do this. Thursday's bingo. First, we're going over to BBC Spotlight. I love a regional news programme. That one's on in the southwest. Got your water there, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Good.
And this local mining expert has seen a very impressive sight.
Well, it's quite an impressive shaft. It's not a massive one, although it's quite large at the top. It seems to narrow down.
And we're off. So, yeah, BBC Spotlight, that was on.
Well, it's quite an impressive shaft.
Ben in Cornwall saw that long shaft and emailed it to me last night. Thanks, Ben. Okay.
Oh, straight in.
Straight in. Not as projectile as I hoped, but it's early days.
Mm-hmm.
Now over to Great Railway Journeys. Again, And Michael Portillo makes another appearance here on Innuendo Bingo. I think maybe someone needs to have a word. Here's Michael asking a question that I think he probably has asked before.
Tell me, are you a chewer or a swallower?
Swallower.
Really, no chewing?
No.
I like to give them a good chew.
No.
A little wee from both of your mouths there.
Tell me, are you a chewer or a swallower?
Our listener Bex in Lowestoft was made to feel quite ill while watching Michael eating some oysters there on that
Portillo's
show.
Portillo's on every week, isn't
Always
it?
Always on, yeah. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? Him and playing it in Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, yes. Mm.
So, one of our favourites from last week now. Lots of water, please.
Mm-hmm.
BBC Oxford's Paul Miller, one of my favourites, reporting here on some of the unexpected effects of the recent bad weather.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
Terrible up in Oxfordshire.
His back door was smashed in.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. Awful business.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, moving on.
Sorry. It's such a good game, isn't it?
Still good, isn't it?
His back door was smashed in.
Yep. Our listener Liam in Middlesbrough was watching Coach Trip the other night and couldn't believe the sort of things that old couples get up to while on board.
Yeah, I'm bricking it a bit. I've only got a small mouth, so I couldn't get it all in. And I was gagging. I thought, I'm not going to do this.
He had taken a very long sausage there, poor dear. Bless.
I've only got a small mouth, so I couldn't get it all in.
Yeah.
And I was gagging. I thought, I'm not going to do this.
No, but she did.
Oh, my God.
Love that Coach Trip's back on. Is Brendan still on?
Is he?
Hope so. Okay, now we are going over to Police Interceptors, another great show from Channel 5, where the officers are planning a raid. Although I'm not sure this is allowed, whether you're a policeman or not. I'm not sure. Listen and see what you think.
The Sarge pulls up his luxury motor behind the rest of the unit to plan tonight's stop.
Yeah. Simon goes to front. We'll go the other side of the roundabout. Let him go past Simon. Simon go past him. I'll go up his rear. You go around the
Oh, that is a direct hit.
Wow.
That is a direct
big spray from Chris. Huge.
And I'll go up his rear. You go around the side.
Yeah. That was Claire emailing that one to scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Thank you, Claire.
I'll go up his rear. You go around the side.
Okay. Next. Tuesday night on Channel 4. Do you know what that means? That's right, The Jump. And Davina explaining how the show works. Now, I've seen it a couple of times. I didn't know this was in the rules.
The slowest two celebrities each night will head up there with the helmets in their hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian, for spotting that one.
Up there with the helmets in their hands.
Awful. Bit cold?
A little bit. Yeah. Just have to wring myself out slightly.
Yeah, that's right.
Particularly cold water. Today,
it's freezing, isn't it? Mm.
Now, let's see if we can get through this clip the entire way through, if we can, please. Okay. Now, we had to play this one from last week to Matt, but do listen carefully. So we're going over to BBC Two's live bird watching show, Winter Watch. All right, Chris.
Mm.
What's that coming from your mouth? You're not all right, are you? Mm. So it's Winter Watch. Last week, they were filming the famous Scottish black grouse. Come on, hold it together. Now, Michaela Strachan, in particular, was getting very excited about what she could see on the on the webcam. Okay? And now, everyone ready for this? Brace yourself. Here we go.
They're really great birds to watch, aren't they? And I've been saying they're very entertaining, but there's been one particular black cock that's made me smile, and it's this one. Have a look.
Now, I, for one, am very glad that we learned that the female black grouse is called the grey hen, and the male, of course, they're the black cock. So... over to this... over to this weekend, escape to the country now. And this house buyer was quite surprised at how much he enjoyed his experience on that show.
I was really impressed with how taken you were by it.
To see the way it swept in, it was a semi, but yeah. It sort of didn't feel like a semi, if semis have a feeling.
Calvin in Swindon saw that one, that gem.
Yeah. It sort of didn't feel like a semi, if semis have a feeling.
Okay. Yeah. And finally, a vintage clip from Match of the Day. And on a good day for Chelsea, the Crystal Palace manager has an unusual way of just dealing with defeat.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season. And Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
Yep, Match of the Day.
He has a huge job on.
Wow. Matt Edmondson.
That was a treat.
That was really good. Thank you so much.
That was wet.
Good clips today. Very wet. Matt Edmondson's on your radio, on Radio 1 this weekend. What have you got, Matt?
Oh, we've got Matt Richardson popping in for a debate. A little Matt's debate taking place on Saturday morning.
Sure.
And on Sunday, Rob Beckett is in as well. So it's going to be quite a fun show.
Okay, Matt Edmondson just ringing himself out there on the webcam. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Scott, and thank you, Matt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Next Thursday is big on this show. We've got Australians left, right and centre. Should we have, like, Australia Day? That's just happened, doesn't it?
So, let me get this right. So, Peter Andre innuendo bingo.
That's happening next Thursday, 1:45. Peter Andre live bingo. And then also on the show next week, Chris Lilley.
Oh, same day.
Hero, yeah.
So, can we not do some kind of... Australia Day. I know it's just happened.
Wasn't Peter Andre born in Harrow, near you?
I think so, yes.
And isn't he part Greek Cypriot? And then also part Australian? What is he? What even is he?
So I could have sworn there was some Australia. Has he ever been?
Yeah, he's definitely been. I think his family lived there. And he speaks like that.
So that's quite cool. Let's do an Australia Day.
What does that involve?
I don't really know yet.
Maybe we get Kylie on as well. We can ask.
Anyone else?
Sure, just for fun.
Dr. Carl Kennedy?
No, not again. Chris Lilley, if you don't know him, he did a show called Summer Heights High, which was on BBC Three. And he has one of my favourite characters of his, Jemay, who is a private schoolgirl. She's in her final term at her private school, Hillford. And he, a grown man, plays a teenage girl. You have to get your head around it.
It's really weird when it's explained like that.
Yeah, but it's great. And she's just a massive spoilt brat. So we're talking to him about that before it airs for the first time on BBC Three next week.
I'm the school captain, so I'm like the boss of the whole school. Yeah. And this is my team, my prefect. Yeah.
She's horrendous, but brilliant.
I think if you try and imagine what Chris Lilley is like in real life, though, like when you hear these clips, you've got to imagine a bloke who's so the opposite of what she sounds like.
Like, yeah. If you go to Hillford, people are like, oh my god, you must be so hot. Yeah. I'm not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much quiche. Like, if you couldn't tell from looking at us.
Yeah, like, basically.
And, oh, if you don't know, quiche is a word that I made up. And it basically means hot, but, like, it's a step above hot.
No. So, Jemay, private school girl, is on Thursday night, next Thursday on BBC Three at 10 p.m. And we've got a chat with Chris Lilley, which we've done already, which we'll play you next Thursday. I was actually quite nervous speaking to him.
Well, he's a proper, proper hero of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, my favourite thing.
And then you showed me Chris Lilley's work, because he does loads of different characters. I don't want to say it's like Sacha Baron Cohen, because it's not the same, but...
It's really hard to explain, but...
Similar idea as to when he has... But Chris Lilley does it in a way which doesn't look... Like, Borat looks a bit silly. Bruno looks a bit... But... These look like real people.
Yeah.
The way Chris Lilley does it. It's so odd.
It's done like it's a kind of fake documentary. So it's really good. So that's next week. It's going to be quiche.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills coming up. A Twitter game, which we occasionally do, where we try and create some beef between celebrities and see who's following who. Because it's a bit of a diss.
You can kind of tell when there's problems, because it's like when you break up with someone, you delete them off Facebook or Twitter or delete their number.
Well,
I do think it's the same with Twitter.
That's how I knew how Rita Ora and Calvin Harris went on anymore. Stopped following them on Instagram.
Although the rumour is they're back on. Didn't she say something this morning?
Oh, are they back? Her new single's with him as well. If they're not back on, then that is quite awkward, isn't it?
That's all, don't do a song with someone if it's...
It's like pop stars when they fall in love and get married or just go serious with somebody and then they put that person in the video. So it all goes wrong. They're in that video forever.
But I'm saying I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. And trust me, I'm not the source of gossip here.
Right, I don't know.
They might be on.
Right, or they might be off.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for confirming that. She's definitely going to be on at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to play this Tiny Temper and Labyrinth song next.
Oh, right. So I've started irritating people in the office by...
Yes, you have.
You know the intro to this song?
Leave a message after the tone.
And then it goes beep, beep, beep. And then a bit like Earthquake, I've started going, come in.
Yeah. Not annoying at all.
And I don't know why I do it every time, but it's doing a good job of winding up people in our office.
Next.
Yeah.
Leave a message after the beep.
Come in.
Rubbish. Next time I'm going to do where you normally do come in. I'm going to do this lorry is reversing.
Yeah.
This lorry is reversing. This lorry is reversing. Or there's a problem in the bagging area.
We can get that made for
you. Yeah,
you
can do that. I can do that for you. High production values here at the BBC. I can get that for you. No worries. Oh, I love this game. Follow me, follow you, but who follows who? This is the game where previously we found out that Nelly and Kelly off of Dilemma do not follow each other on Twitter. Unbelievable. We also found out that Victoria Beckham follows none of the Spice Girls. They are not her friends.
It really does throw stuff up, this game, doesn't it?
Yeah. So me and Chris have both been doing some research. What have you been doing on?
Celebrity Big Brother.
Found some interesting findings?
Oh, yes.
I've been doing some research on hit TV series The Voice. Some very interesting stuff in there. Let's play Follow Me, Follow You, but who follows who? So, The Voice, BBC One, Saturday night. You've got Ricky Wilson off the Kaiser Chiefs, you've got Sir Tom Jones, you've got Kylie Minogue, and you've got will.i.am.
Who is, of course, always tweeting.
Always.
So, I mean, there's no excuse for him in this game.
And it's hosted by Emma Willis and Marvin Humes off of JLS. So here's a question. Does Sir Tom Jones follow all the rest of the coaches?
I'm amazed Sir Tom Jones on Twitter, and I really don't mean to sound harsh with that, but it is like, it doesn't strike me, you know, for someone who, A, is a bit of an older man.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, my gran wouldn't do Twitter.
No.
But also, he seems to me to be the kind of person who couldn't really be bothered tweeting.
Oh, I can't be bothered with all that.
Or none of that.
Oh.
And you never really see him doing it throughout the show.
No.
Either.
Whereas will.i.am's always on.
So my thinking is with Sir Tom that he probably has someone running his Twitter account.
Mm.
And therefore, he probably doesn't really think it through. But someone will be there making sure that he follows everyone.
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
I think he's got an HQ. I don't think it's actual Sir Tom. It can't be. He wouldn't be able to do it. No offence.
I just can't imagine it.
No. I tell you what, though, he's perked up this series a bit, hasn't he? He says more now, like less screensaver face.
Still has it, though.
Oh, yeah, occasionally. Like, you can tell he's completely lost interest.
Mm.
He's like, oh, I'm shutting off now. He does say more. So, does Sir Tom follow all the rest of the coaches?
In fact, I've had a change of thinking on this. I think he doesn't know what he's doing. So I'm going to say no to this, but it's not his fault.
Right.
Do you see what I mean there?
Chris, you're wrong. He follows all of the coaches.
Does he?
Yep.
Oh, very good.
I know. But what about Ricky Wilson? Does he follow all the rest of the coaches?
Well, he's the interesting one because the other three are world famous, aren't they? Right, let's be honest here. No, but Ricky, he's a legend.
Yeah.
And he's a nice bloke.
He's really not. I saw him today. He was in a baseball cap.
Was he?
Yeah, just on his phone.
I think he's brilliant on The Voice as well.
A nice man.
But he's not quite the same level as the other three. Let's be perfectly... And he'll be the first to admit that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think. does he follow everyone else? Yes.
Why?
Is what I'm saying.
Why, though?
Because he's starstruck and he wants to follow... he wants,
he's not starstruck.
He wants to follow back so he can DM the famouses.
No, he's famous.
He is famous,
but not as famous, maybe.
But you know what? If you are going to follow the other, those three, aren't you?
You've got to have a Danny from the script in there somewhere.
Oh, so this is the controversial bit. You're comparing him directly to Danny, are you?
Well, he's this season's one, isn't he?
Really? Anyway.
So you're saying he does?
I'm saying he does.
Yes, all of them.
Of course he does.
Okay, will.i.am, this is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Always on his phone, always got the latest gadget. Like, his phone makes him a cup of tea and chooses his outfit as well.
He's always tweeting. Now, I'm going to say that will.i.am follows all of them.
Okay, well, let me take you through individually, can I?
Yes.
So, does will.i.am follow Kylie?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Does will.i.am follow Sir Tom Jones?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Does will.i.am follow Ricky Wilson?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Par.
I know it's only Twitter, but that does seem a bit out, doesn't it?
Okay, let's move on to Kylie. Does Kylie follow Will?
Yes.
Yes. Does Kylie follow Sir Tom?
Yes.
No.
Oh, really?
Does she follow Ricky?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Now that's an error, isn't it?
That's a very strange set of circumstances there. Now, why...
What's going on there?
What's Tom done?
I don't know.
To annoy Kylie?
Don't know, but not following.
Do you reckon there's beef?
I don't know.
Because this is the point of this game. People, when they fall out, they unfollow people on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a bit like deleting someone off Facebook or deleting someone's number. That's what happens.
Let me ask you a question. You know Marvin, one of the presenters?
Yeah, JLS.
Yep. Does Marvin follow anyone else from The Voice?
I assume so. Yeah, all
of
them.
Who do you think?
Well, all of them.
Everybody?
Yes, even Ricky.
No, none of them.
Really?
Not one.
Well, that just looks... Well, at least that's a level playing field. Do you know what I mean? I think it's foolish for his career.
Emma Willis, right? Does she follow anyone else from The Voice?
She's on Twitter a fair bit. I'm saying she follows all of them.
Does she follow Kylie?
Yes.
Yes. Marvin?
Yes.
Yes. Will?
Yes.
Yes. Ricky?
Yes.
Yes. Sir Tom Jones?
Yes.
No.
What's Tom done?
I don't know.
Why they? Because that's not a coincidence then, is it?
Kylie and Emma? What's that?
What's he done?
Some interesting findings there, I think you'll find.
I just want to know what Tom Jones has done to offend the ladies. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? He's offended the two ladies somehow. I thought he was a ladies' man.
He is. Maybe he just screensavered halfway through the chat with them or something.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm shutting off now.
But for someone who's meant to be ultimate ladies man, that's not good form on the Twitter sphere.
Really not? Okay, we'll investigate what you found out after this. This is BBC Radio 1 and we are playing Follow Me, Follow You, But Who Follows Who? An interesting game just to see who follows who in the world of celebrity. Just discussing, we do not know what Tom Jones has done. But not being followed by Emma Willis or Kylie. Right, so you've got Big Brother, have you?
Yeah, I'm going to concentrate on the love triangle that happened.
Okay, so it's the love triangle, the Lee Ryan one.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So they've all left the house and it kind of got me thinking, you know what went on in there? Now that they're out, they're in their own world. They've got control of their own Twitters and things like that. Mm. So you can really see what happened.
Yeah.
So they always do this thing where it's like, well, they edit it to make it look like we hate each other, but we love each other, really. Mm. It's fascinating what's going on. So Casey and Jasmine in the house hated each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated each other. Well, that was the impression that came across anyway. So do you think that they follow each other on Twitter?
No.
Well, you're right. They don't. Neither of them follow each other on Twitter.
Oh, good one.
But kind of as predicted then, going along with the storyline on Big Brother.
That's what you would assume from watching the TV show.
So do you think Lee Ryan, who's the Lothario here, does he follow Jasmine?
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
Do you think Jasmine follows Lee?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. So that's kind of as predicted as well, in the sense that Lee was sort of, he fancied Jasmine fancied Lee. Mm. It's all good. Now, Casey really liked Lee. She kind of didn't hide her feelings with that. Does Casey follow Lee on Twitter?
Probably not anymore.
You're wrong. She does.
What?
She follows Lee Ryan. But here's the interesting bit. Does Lee Ryan follow Casey on Twitter?
Yes.
No.
Oh!
How bad is that?
That's quite bad.
But almost identical to the storyline in The House.
Yeah. That is quite interesting, but kind of true to form.
Yeah, true to form. But then, in an odd circumstance, and I haven't told you about this, I went out and did slightly more research. It kind of happened by accident.
About?
It's in regard to Taylor Swift.
Swiftie.
So I was on my Twitter the other day and something popped up. I think it was a retweet of one of Taylor Swift's tweets and it just said, back in London.
Hmm.
And I saw it and I, you know, just where you click on random names and things like that. I was like, oh, Taylor Swift's in London. So I clicked on Taylor Swift's profile and she has 38.7 million followers.
Jeez.
But get this, she only follows 120. That's massive difference.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, well, I'm quite keen to know who Taylor Swift follows because if it says like 15,000, you assume that there's people around her doing her Twitter and stuff like that.
Mm.
So I was quite keen to see personally who Taylor Swift was following recently, you know, because maybe she fancied someone and it was like the top of her Twitter thing. It's basically just being a bit nosy.
Mm, got a lot of time, haven't you?
No, I'm just saying. Anyway, here's some news. So I clicked on the 121 followers and I noticed Fern Cotton was at the top.
Yeah.
I thought, that's quite cool. Like, she's following Fern... You know, Taylor Swift's a massive, massive star.
Yeah.
She's obviously back in London, decided to follow Fern Cotton. But then a couple below that said Nick Grimshaw.
Really?
And I was like, God, you know, this is becoming a link. Underneath that, Greg James.
What?
But that's it. No Scott Mills.
She doesn't follow me.
She doesn't follow you.
When did she start following the others?
I can only assume recently. Now, I know this will annoy you.
What have I done to her?
I don't know, but yeah, perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned this.
Off.
You're going to take this quite seriously, actually. This isn't a game anymore, is it? But why is it she's following? And I honestly don't mean to rub it in, but why is she following Nick Grimshaw, Fern Cotton? It's like she skips over you.
Yeah,
and then Greg James.
Sure. Is it because I called her shifty eyes once?
So possibly.
She looked a bit shifty.
But I was, you know, I was thinking maybe she's back in the UK, she's listening to Radio 1 and she's just adding the... But there's something that's gone on there.
Because, something?
Because there's Fern, there's Grimmy.
Yeah.
Skips you.
Just forgotten about. Yeah. Sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to
no,
make
it's
that
fine.
Sound
no,
as bad as...
No,
but
no, no,
it is,
it's
but
fine.
I was just wondering if there was beef of some kind
no,
that you...
No, absolutely fine about it. Do you think if I play a song by her now, that might help?
I don't know. I'm interested to know what her thinking is on the matter.
Well, I'd be... Glad to hear from Taylor Swift.
It's definitely an oversight.
I'm acting like I'm fine, aren't I?
Yeah,
I'm really
you're
not.
Really not,
no.
Are you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday, we were talking about my mate, Unlucky Gary, and how he's been swiping the wrong way on dating app Tinder. So what do you swipe if you like them, if you like the look of the photo?
Oh, I can't remember. Is it swipe right if it's good? Swipe right if you like them.
And then left.
Swipe left if you're
yeah.
not feeling it.
So he's been doing that the other way around. And obviously every now and again it goes, you've got a match. And it's people that he's like,
Which matched with loads.
Really not.
Because he was power swiping the other way. And so we then gave him a message, just like a group message to send round. And some of the replies I understand he's been getting throughout yesterday and yesterday evening were amazing.
They were good. I mean, it came across quite rude, I think. But he did actually write the message down and send it out. He did do that.
Even the line, dear sir / madam.
It was a good message. Some of my favourite replies were things like, oh, you're not so good yourself anyway.
He's been getting loads of abuse.
So much abuse. Anyway, so there's been another Tinder thing that's happened in this building, in fact. Well, kind of just after midnight last night, there's a girl who works here called Alice. Hi, Alice, if you're listening in the office. And she sent a tweet saying, I've just turned 20. What a year it's been. And then Jacob, who also works at Radio 1, replied very quickly, happy birthday, Alice. And then Alice replies straight back, obviously without having time to think at all. Can't have thought about it because it was a really quick reply. She replied to Jacob, thank you, Tinder buddy. Oh, at which point, absolutely everybody from Radio 1 ploughs in on the conversation going, ha, rumbled, busted, etc. And they even ended up talking about it on Chrissy Chris and Team's show last night on One Extra.
It's big news. I think Alice, who works here, didn't realise at the time it was like a throwaway phrase, you know, probably after a night of celebrating.
Yeah. Thank you, Tinder buddy. So what does that mean, that they're Tinder
know.
Buddies? Have they been swiping each other?
Well, that's been the talk of the office today. What does Tinder buddy mean as a phrase?
I don't know.
They've blatantly swiped, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but I hope it's genuine, because I think with things like Tinder, there's a worry that if you do come across someone from work, you can't exactly swipe.
Well, no, that's the thing. What can you do? Oh, no, no thanks.
Because that's...
You're going to see them the next day.
But then equally, if you're going the other way and you're saying you like, then I don't know, is that...
That's also weird.
But not as bad, I don't think, as rejecting.
No.
Do you see what I mean? Anyway, it's led for some great banter.
It's been brilliant. I mean, honestly, just the replies alone are brilliant as everyone just wades in. So good. Oh, Unlucky Gary's been back on. Yeah, the original message that he sent out to the people that he swiped wrongly was, "Dear sir slash madam, I regret to inform you that I misswiped. I had a couple of wines and struggle with my left and right. Dry your eyes, mate. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Yours, Unlucky Gary." He's just got another reply from 24 hours later. OMG, please, you're not up to my standard anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
One Direction, Story of My Life on BBC Radio 1. Hiya, Greg James.
Hiya.
So, big Thursday guests are Emma Willis and Marvin Humes.
Yeah, from The Voice today. Be good.
Are you into
The Voice this series?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am. I think, I'm going to say this to their faces, I think it's finally got good.
I think because it's actually quite fun and it's quite nice, whereas we've had a lot of reality TV that's been a bit like kind of nasty in the past.
No, but I think it's where they go from it. I agree. I think it's brilliant at the moment.
Yeah, really
But
good.
I just hope it lasts, because, you know, when you get past this stage...
Once the chairs stop spinning...
Once you lose the chairs gimmick...
Then the listeners, the viewers rather...
So it dips in it, but then at the end it goes back up again.
Yeah. So you maybe start with that.
That's
a strong opening.
I'll go, you've started well, but you are going to have the mid-series dip.
Yeah, your figures are going to go down considerably. Also, you might want to ask from the Twitter game earlier. Emma follows Marvin on Twitter. Marvin doesn't follow anyone from The Voice. Not one.
Whoa.
So if you can bring that up.
I will bring that up.
What's it like to be being followed on Twitter by Taylor Swift?
Pretty good.
He's, you can see how his face changes.
Oh no, you're annoyed, aren't you?
He is genuinely annoyed, because...
Well, it's just that I'm the only one from the daytime that doesn't appear to be...
You've interviewed her?
No.
There you go, that's why. It was a tactical.
What do you mean it was a tactical?
It was a tactical.
What do you mean?
She only follows like 120 people.
Yeah. This will make you feel better.
And Grimmy, and you, and not me.
This will make you feel better. It was a tactical. I noticed it 2 weeks before the Teen Awards.
Sure.
Because I had an interview scheduled with her.
Oh, so it's not a recent thing. It's not that she's flown into the UK recently. Because that's good, because that means that she hasn't heard you saying what a boring night out it would be
with her
to
and
go
Lord.
Out with her and Lord.
That's why you're definitely not going to get a follow now.
So she probably hasn't heard that.
It would be a rubbish night.
That you said
it would be brilliant. Why do you think?
Look, they sat there, they'd be like, their faces on it. Wouldn't it? All night.
Yeah.
Sat in the corner.
But you see, I thought she
moaning
might,
away.
But Scott, I thought she might have flown to the UK the other day and then heard you say how boring it would be to go out with her.
I didn't. You said
but
that.
But luckily, also, she hasn't heard that.
And also, no, luckily.
And no
also,
one's tweeting her saying that you said that either.
And also, I did. You're making this really awkward for me. It was you that said that. And also, it would be Lord that would be the rubbish part of the night.
Why don't you invite Lana Del Rey at the full set?
Oh my God. Seriously. Oh, Del Doom will be there as well.
Del Doom. The Costa Del Doom.
Imagine that in a bar and a table in the corner. Del Doom, Swift and Lord. Awful.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real quickly. What about this?
Half Moon Run were half an hour late setting up for their live lounge performance today because they were charity shopping in East London's fashionable Shoreditch area.
Well,
probably in a vintage shop.
It doesn't sound unlikely, because they are quite, aren't they?
Mm. Are they trendy, Greg?
They're quite flannel.
Yeah, they are. They're very trendy. Yeah.
I heard that they're looking to change EastEnders a little bit to sort of try and match up the plots with what really goes on in East London nowadays.
It was on Newsbeat.
It was on Newsbeat.
So they're going to have gastropubs.
It's
going to be
like, there's going to be a cocktail bar and a vintage shop.
Yeah,
and also a thrift shop.
Because that's what's going on in East London right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not all about the Queen Vic anymore.
I want a laundrette. They said they need, one of the spokesmen said there needs to be more shops.
It's not solve things.
More shops. They said it needs to be bigger. But
more shops.
I like that it looks a bit naff.
So do I. That's EastEnders. It's what we used to.
Don't like change, do we?
No.
I don't like change. So don't want no thrift shops around here.
Half Moon Run, were they late because they were vintage shopping in Shoreditch?
Yeah, definitely.
I like the idea, but I'm going to say no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Nah. Made up.
Half Moon Run?
No, I'm done.
No, I'm done.
And next, the rap in Busta Rhymes' track Thank You includes the names of three Pokemon characters.
Oh, no, I saw someone message me on Twitter this. Now, you know during the Busta Rhymes song, Greg, it all goes, it sounds like he's making up his own words.
See how we push sometime, a man forget cough, beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-boff, zippity-boff, beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf, whop, beat him till he drop, piggity-poff.
Piggity-poff.
Yeah.
Work it, wolf.
So,
piggity-poff, beating me, boff.
Are they actual Pokemon characters?
No, Jigglypuff was a Pokemon.
Oh my god, who that? That's ridiculous.
Well, sorry, hang on. There's a Pokemon called Jigglypuff.
There was one called Jigglypuff.
No way.
There was.
No.
There was a Jigglypuff. From school, I remember it was called Jigglypuff.
Oh, Jigglypuff.
So. In the Busta Rhyme song, you've got Piggity Puff.
Piggity Puff.
Then there's Zippity Buff as well. It's the other Pokemon.
Zippity Buff.
Now, there was a lot of Pokemon, I remember.
And Bopper Diddy Baff.
Bopper Diddy Baff.
Yeah. So. So.
Bopper Diddy Baff.
So, is that about Pokemon, that song, Thank You? Real or no real?
That can't be. It can't be.
Piggity Puff.
That song is, he sounds like a maniac when he's doing that song.
You know what, they're all showing off, innit? That's what
it's just, they are. It's just that little, look at me, I can rap faster than you.
Jiggity woof.
Biggity buff.
Piggity puff.
Jiggity puff.
Biggity puff.
Real or no real?
That's no real.
Same real.
That one is no real.
Of course.
Okay. Now, there is a Pokemon called Jigglypuff.
There is.
And Wigglytuff. And also Iggly Buff, but not...
Iggly Puff.
Not yet.
Not yet. So that's no real, everybody. And what about this?
Kesha claims she is a gifted genius with an IQ of 140.
Well, I imagine she thinks quite highly of herself.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, she's not stupid. She's done a song with Pitbull. She's definitely not stupid.
140... Good, isn't it?
Is that good? Do we have a level of comparison?
No.
Who else is at 100?
Well, didn't Dappy on Big Brother get 60 or something?
Right, yeah. Okay, so double Dappy.
It's double Dappy.
A horrible thought.
Double Dappy?
Biggity Puff.
One's enough.
So.
Okay.
Is Kesha a genius?
Yes.
I think Kesha is a genius.
Real or no real?
I've always thought this.
Real.
Real?
Real.
That one is real.
This is the best real or no real ever.
It's good, isn't it? She told America's 17 magazine she was a genius level intelligence and said that when she was 17, she would drive to the local college and take classes on Cold War history just for fun. For a bit of a lull.
Maybe invite her out with Lord and Lana Del Rey.
Spice things up a bit.
Taylor.
Next.
Muff is a village in County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. The village has a scuba diving club called the Muff Diving Club.
Oh. That's a bad day for this one to come up.
Really is.
Biggity Puff.
So.
Well.
So that's Muff in Ireland and their diving club.
Mm. They make a... Well, I know this for a fact to be real. I've extensively researched this.
Right. And it's called the Muff Diving Club.
Yeah, they're very proud of it. Very proud. FHM have been round. They've done a feature, obviously.
I bet they have.
And I think we've had it on the Going Home song before, Muff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chris... Oh, yeah, you have. It's been confirmed.
Well, lots of people live in Muff.
They do.
I've never been diving before.
What?
I just felt the need to say something.
Biggity Puff.
Okay, so real or no real?
You've never been diving. Maybe your first dive should be in Muff.
I'd love to be an honorary member, if possible.
Real or no real? Well, Greg's just told you.
Real, then.
It's real.
That one is real.
And at the end of that?
That's a draw, 30-all.
Oh, very good. Okay, so it's Emma and Marvin as Big Thursday guests and Rhianna with films with Greg next. Have a good night. And that was all the fun we had on Thursday's show. Listen tomorrow for our Friday show between 1 and 4 live on BBC Radio 1, or hit subscribe on this podcast and you'll get it whenever you want to catch up.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.